Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It's a busy workday Wednesday for the New England Patriots here in Foxborough, but of course, Thursday is Thanksgiving. Last year, the Pats had a game on Thanksgiving. This time around, they should have a chance to enjoy the holiday to some extent. Inside the locker room on Wednesday, we asked a handful of players a pair of Thanksgiving-related questions. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food, and who would be the one teammate you'd trust to cook your Thanksgiving meal? Here are some of their answers in Locker Room Uncut.
Turkey, stuffing, gravy, the corn, you know, the whole platter at once, all at the same time.
What kind of pie?
Pumpkin pie.
There you go.
With vanilla ice cream.
Oh, vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, you know it.
I make my own, like, little sandwiches out of the roll. So I usually do stuffing, turkey, cranberry, jelly, and the roll with a little bit of butter on it. That's my go-to on Thanksgiving.
Since I've been here, my family usually spends Thanksgiving with the Conley family and other guys on the team that don't have somewhere to go. We all get together, and we have that day together after we leave here. And to eat anything with gravy on it, that's my favorite.
You gotta have the turkey, the stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy, and cranberry. Okay. Cranberry sauce.
That's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Now, who in this locker room would you trust cooking your meal?
That's a good question. I think Vince could cook a little bit. I think Vince, he's told me he can whip up some things, so I trust Vince.
I would go with Danny, but I don't know if Danny's that great of a cook. I know I could trust him, and he'd put a full effort in there, but I don't know. I may have to go with Volano on this one. I'm going to go with Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And go with Joe.
Oh, of course. That's Dan Conley. He's a great cook. And I've had so many Thanksgivings with him, and they've all been great.
So we had some fun with the players on Wednesday, but of course there is business to take care of as well. The Pats facing the Houston Texans on Sunday. And there were, of course, some football-related topics to discuss.
We got to take care of that stuff now as soon as possible. Stop putting the ball on the ground. Stop making penalties. Stop giving up sacks. All those kind of things. And the more we limit those mistakes, the better we'll play.
It's a great accolade. You know, if it was up to me, I would like to be AFC Defense of the Month, you know, because I couldn't do without those guys, the 10 guys I was with that are out there on the field with me, you know, like our secondary, our linebackers. They do a great job of, you know, freeing me up, holding guys up, getting a lot of coverage sacks. So I'm enjoying it. I'm you know, it's a great accolade, and, you know, congrats to our defense.
It's always ramped up during the season, every single game, but just – got to keep grinding. There's no letdowns ever, and just got to keep improving every week and keep practicing hard every week.
When I watch the time and the offense go every week, it's almost like a front row. You know, I've always been a fan of Tom Brady and what he does and what he has the ability to do. And for me to sit there on the sideline and just get a front row seat to watch Tom and his offense go every Sunday, it's just a great feeling. It's a blessing.
I would say so. Yeah. I mean, the more you're playing, the more weeks you're going, the more you're into it, and the more everything's flowing together. So just trying to improve every week, on the field, off the field, in the weight room, in the meeting room. So just overall, just trying to improve the game at all times every week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.